All right, everybody, as we are nearing the 500-day mark of Donald Trump's second term, he is absolutely crossing the Rubicon into Mad King territory. The United States is a falling empire, which many people are too afraid to say, but I am not. It is a falling empire that is in the early stages of decline. We still are a hegemon on the global stage, and we still do have a very, very powerful military, but it is very important to point out that taking a loss to a country like Iran, taking a loss in a war that we started with Israel, not being able to get any political concessions from these enemy countries like Iran, is a very bad sign for the United States and kind of pierces that veil of invincibility that the United States has tried to create around its military. Now, I'm not saying that the United States is invincible, but we've tried to give off this aura on the global stage of invincibility, and now we are getting lower and lower on the totem pole. The NATO coalition that was very strong under Joe Biden is breaking up. Our president is an absolute lunatic, and once more, he's crossing into Mad King territory, where every single time he hops on camera, he has a major meltdown, mainly pointed towards women reporters. Every single time there's a woman reporter asking him a genuinely good, sharp question, he starts to snap and attack and say, "You're a disgusting, disgraceful human being." And I think this is an important thing to point out, especially because of what today is. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I genuinely appreciate every single mother out there and father, but you'll have your day as well. And something that my mother instilled upon me from a very, very young age are the aggressions, sometimes microaggressions, that women go through in the workplace. I wrote this post on adammochler.com. You should check it out. And it's about my mom's story, and it's about Mother's Day overall. My mom had me at 15 years old, if some of you don't know. And at age 32, she ended up getting her PhD. So while raising me throughout her, you know, teens, 20s, 30s, she got her PhD and now owns a business in which she trains leaders across the globe. But she studied a lot about women in the workplace, about mothers in the workplace, and even wrote her dissertation about that. And all of the things that my mom taught me about when I was growing up are now manifesting from the president of the United States. The sexism, demeaning women reporters, constantly talking down and saying they're a disgrace or they're obnoxious. The same exact things that my mom taught me about. Let me read this post just to give you some context and dig into the story one more time. Happy Mother's Day. So it starts off, "I don't know how my mom did it, but she has taught me so much along the way. My mom had me when she was 15 years old, and rather than letting the world write her story for her, she broke through ceilings and wrote her own story. Instead of letting others' expectations or stereotypes define her future, she built one for herself, and now she helps leaders across the globe recognize their potential. So she, you know, commuted to Chicago every single day while studying, constant sacrifices, while raising me and pushing past the limitations many quietly place on young mothers. And she taught me about these things. I remember she told me about a work trip a while back when I was a kid that she could have gone on. And it was a very important one that was a great opportunity for anybody that was early career in the workplace. But they skipped over her and said, you know, she has a son. She probably won't have the time or she won't be able to. And they ended up, you know, skipping over her and picking some male coworker that actually had a kid anyways. This guy was also a father. And she taught me about the unconscious biases that can happen in the workplace that are unintentional. These people weren't ill-intentioned. They were actually trying to help my mom, but in doing so, they were making assumptions that weren't very true. My mom was, you know, very, very well equipped. The same thing with applying to grad school. She told me that when she went to go apply to grad school, she got the advice from a bunch of people to remove the fact that she was a mother because, you know, people thought it would make her a weaker candidate. But in her mind, that's what made her a stronger candidate. She learned more about time management and how to be gritty in certain situations. So watching my mom navigate those barriers shaped a lot of how I see the world. And I talk about this story more. You can check it out on adammochler.com. It talks about how I'm 23. And when my mom was 23, she was, you know, she had an 8-year-old kid. It's just hard for me to comprehend. By the way, my mom and dad are still together. My dad is still living with my mom, still in the story. He was 16 or 17 when they had me. So they were both in high school. I said, the story is not just about my mom. I want to give a happy Mother's Day to the infinitely loving mothers who have fought uphill battles to give their children a better life. Your children are incredibly grateful for you. Even if life moves too fast for us to express it every day, hear it from me. Your sons and daughters do love you. Okay, beyond all of that, Let's return to the dark, gritty reality of the way that our president is currently treating reporters and the people around him. I think this is very, very important to highlight. When Rachel Scott, a reporter from ABC, begins to ask Trump about gas prices and why they're soaring, he demeans her, later on calls her a bitch.
That's good. You got a good looking crew back there, fellas, huh?
Yep.
Mr. President, you are here against the backdrop of the war in Iran. Yeah. Why focus on all these projects right now?
You know why? Because I want to keep our country beautiful and safe. Beautiful also. This place was a disgusting place. It was Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, and we had a terrible disgust. I don't know. You probably don't see dirt, but I do. And you walk down this pond, if you would have walked down, they'll tell you better than anybody. They had to take 11 or 12 truckloads of garbage out of that lake, out of that water, and it sat there for years like that. And that's not what our country is about. Our country is about beauty, cleanliness, safety, great people, not a filthy capital.
What is the status?
It's such a stupid question you ask. We're fixing up the reflecting pond to the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, and you say, why are you fixing it up? Because you can understand dirt maybe better than I can, but I don't allow it.
What does that even mean? You can understand dirt better than I can. This is all unhinged because her question had a second part. Why focus on these projects when gas prices are soaring? That second part is pretty important, but he intentionally leaves that out. He later on calls her a bitch. He kind of mouths it as he walks away. It doesn't pick up directly into the mics because he won't actually say it.
Thank you, press. Thank you, press. This way. Thank you, press.
Oh, he literally points. You can see it. He says, she's a bitch. Those are his words, not mine.
This way. Thank
wow. It's just insane to say that. Everybody involved in this situation should have their political careers ruined in any normal reality. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen should have his political career entirely nuked. And so should Donald Trump for engaging in this type of just chaos. I mean, check this out. It took me 2 seconds to find a quick compilation of Donald Trump attacking female reporters. Thanks to Call to Activism for putting this together.
Will you let me finish my statement? You are the worst.
Quiet.
Listen. Be quiet. Listen. You don't listen. You never listen. That's why you're second rate.
You know nothing about nothing. You're fake news.
You're a terrible person and a terrible reporter.
Who are you?
I'm NBC News, sir.
Fake news. NBC's gone down the tubes.
I'll never forget watching him lash out at a reporter in real time in the Oval Office saying, you're a terrible person, a terrible reporter, and a terrible human being. Like, he was going for the jugular, trying to just take jabs at this reporter deep down. And she asked about Ukraine, I believe. It was like a question about, hey, are we going to be like supporting Ukraine in this manner? And he just starts freaking out. If you're not able to answer simple questions from someone you think is a second-rate reporter, then get out of the Oval Office. You shouldn't be the president of the United States in the first place. And that brings me back to this Mother's Day framework that I was talking about. It's not even about being woke. I don't like when people try to say that this is wokeness or I'm trying to be feminist. This is just the reality of how it works. Older men in power try to silence younger people, mainly younger men and women, because they don't want the younger people pushing back against the status quo, and it's on the younger people to say, F that, let's continue to fight. I understand that a lot of my audience is very diverse in age. A lot of the people in my audience are, you know, boomer generation, millennials, Gen X, all of this. And I'm not talking about you when I say that we're pushing back against the boomers, because you guys are on our side. There's this type of conservative, right-wing, neocon, boomer that is in power, the people like Donald Trump, the people like Geraldo Rivera that just want this maintained steady status quo that's benefited them. And we say, F that, we're going to push back. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. If you can tell, we upgraded our camera. We're upgrading our microphone. It is a new era. We're going to continue to fight back against MAGA so hard with new shows, new formats. And this Mad King is not going to get far. I love you all. Peace out.